You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back to Fritz and Friends, everyone. Cheryl Fritz here, along with Scott Eckersley, 1320 WILS, and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now to Sheldon Stone of Amherst Partners, who is the court-appointed receiver for Lansing-based L&L Grocery Stores. Good evening, Sheldon. How are you?
I'm well, Cheryl. How are you?
Very good. We're becoming old friends following this story, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
I appreciate your time this evening and
sure.
Wanted to get in touch with you today because there are a couple of new things going on and kind of wanted to catch up. We talked the last time about going to court to get the approval to auction, and you got that from Ingham County Circuit Court Judge Paula Manderfield on Wednesday. So what is the next step?
The next step is actually today with the 15 interested parties. We sent out the bidding procedures, the court-approved bidding procedures, and asset purchase agreements, along with some detailed financial information on all the L&L stores. And the bids for those stores, all or part of the three stores, meaning part you can bid on one, two, or three, that will be due a week from tomorrow at noon, and then on February 1st, which is the following Tuesday, the auction will be held at 10 a.m. in Southfield.
Now, the interest has increased, because when we talked last, there were 9 or 10 parties that were looking at the stores, and at that point, there were 4 remaining stores. Has the Hazlitt store closed now?
Yeah, the Hazlitt store closed on Monday. I believe it was Monday of this week, and we had to close that because the receivership is constrained by operating from our own cash. So we cannot borrow any money from the bank. And so in order to get the three strongest stores, if you will, to auction, we had to close the Hazlitt store, which obviously reduced costs. But also what it allowed us to do is to take that inventory and boost up the stock in the remaining three stores.
So the three stores are still operating as grocery stores, open every day?
Oh, open every day, and they will remain so until we get to auction. And hopefully all three will be purchased and remain open and never have to close.
Well, that would be wonderful news.
And, yeah, it would.
And some good news perhaps for the employees, as we've discussed before, too, that
yes.
That they will certainly have the opportunity to, I'm guessing, to reapply with the new owners? Or
I believe that's the way it would have to work, is that they would actually become employees of the new owners. And, you know, just common sense, I guess, would tell us that the new owners would want to keep them because they're familiar with the neighborhoods that the stores operate in, and hence the customers and the assortment that each store carries. So that's valuable to new ownership.
Absolutely. Now, are the three remaining stores a package deal, or could they be sold individually?
They could be sold individually, and as receiver, as you know, I have to do what's best for the interest of the creditors. So, however the numbers work out, meaning how the highest bids I get, whether it's a package for one or three separate or two in one, that's the way that I'm going to most likely go.
Proceed. There's a couple other entities involved here, and an entity may not be the right legal term, but there's the sausage company and then the pharmacies too. How do those enter into what's happening here?
The pharmacies can be purchased separately, and the sausage company, we have not determined yet whether we're going to include those assets as part of the Martin Luther King store assets or auction them separately. We're still working through that. And there is one other asset, too, and that's the liquor licenses.
That was my next question.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
No. I appreciate we going into that. That just shows how detailed you are. The liquor license certainly has a value of its own.
Yeah, yes, it does. And the liquor licenses for the three remaining stores will go with the stores. And then the other liquor licenses can be auctioned or most likely will be sold separately. But those licenses, the way they're set up is they... if someone buys the license, let's say for the Holtz store, which is closed, they would have to occupy that facility in order to get the license. You can't move it to, let's say, East Lansing.
I see. Well, what the good news is that there's a lot of interest in the remaining three locations, and that's a good thing. And to your credit for showcasing it so that we could get some interest. And I'm sure Sheldon will become better friends. We'll call you back after the first and see how things go.
Will do, and thank you very much, Cheryl.
Thank you so much. Have a good evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
Been talking with Sheldon Stone of Amherst Properties. L&L, of course, has been in receivership since mid-December. Got permission from Circuit Court Judge Paula Manderfield yesterday to go ahead with the auction on February 1st. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this. Coming up, Representative Joan Bauer, her reaction to the State of the State last night, and Nathan Triplett, East Lansing City Council, kind of a citywide look at the governor's speech. We'll be back with more after this. I don't know.